Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. It's making national headlines. You just heard it from CBS News. Los Angeles city leaders have now voted to require numerous business owners in the city to require their customers to show proof of vaccination. Let's go live now to KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
And Chris, this is a softer version of an ordinance that many expected would have more teeth. The vote 12-2, so starting on or about November 6th, any business in the city of Los Angeles serving food is required to make sure their customers are vaxxed. Now, same too for gyms, for personal care businesses, and any Los Angeles venue with a capacity of 5,000 or more people. However, council members did not support harsher changes that have been suggested by Councilmember Joe Buscaino.
To make it a criminal offense to harass, intimidate, obstruct or interfere with any employee that is enforcing the provisions of this article with the assistance of the LAPD to ensure LAPD has the ability to respond to any increase in calls for service arising from disturbances.
So right now this ordinance is self-enforcing, up to the businesses to obey. Councilmember Buscaino, though, sounds like he's going to come back with another ordinance for a vote before the council, asking them to approve not only verbal warnings, but escalating warnings that include significant cash fines. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
COVID rates continue to fall in L.A. County. So many are wondering if the indoor mask mandate will be lifted anytime soon. L.A. County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer telling the Board of Supervisors she's hopeful the mandate can go away in areas where most people are fully vaccinated.
When we have very low transmission and more people vaccinated, it doesn't necessarily make sense to keep that mask mandate everywhere. Assuming, of course, that we don't have a dangerous variant. That's new, that we need to protect ourselves from.
Tomorrow, L.A. County will begin imposing a vaccination mandate for people at indoor bars, wineries, breweries, and distilleries. As for masks, Dr. Ferrer says she expects indoor mandates to stay in place for a while longer, especially in schools. Operators of a Huntington Beach oil rig waited for more than 3 hours to shut down a ruptured pipeline despite receiving a low-pressure alarm. That alarm went off around 2:30 in the morning, early Saturday morning. And the pipeline wasn't shut off until a little after 6 a.m. State regulators didn't alert about the leak until 9 a.m. Federal investigators are now looking at the possibility that a ship's anchor may have hooked onto the pipe, causing the leak. A Southern California congressional leader vows an investigation into the large oil spill.
Following a briefing in Huntington Beach on the response to the spill, Representative Katie Porter said,
"We are going to make sure that we have answers as to how this happened and to make sure that we hold the responsible party accountable."
She chairs the Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee of the House Natural Resources Committee. She also stands with her colleagues in seeking a ban on offshore oil drilling, Congressman Alan Lowenthal.
We have written letters and gotten legislation out of the Energy and Minerals Subcommittee that says no more drilling of oil. We now see one of the results of when drilling occurs. When there's drilling, there will be spilling.
He said they need to come up with a plan to not only stop new drilling, but to figure out how to stop all drilling. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An ocean water warning is now issued for LA County beaches after the lightning and thunderstorms we had back on Monday. Officials say the water could be contaminated by storm drain discharge, which sometimes contains bacteria, chemicals, trash, and other health hazards. The beaches are open, but officials say you should be careful very careful going into the water over the next few days. Should point out as well, more rain is in the forecast come Friday. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco now confirms he was, in fact, once a member of the extremist group known as the Oath Keepers. The group is known as a militia of anti-government extremists focused on the Second Amendment. Bianco, the sheriff, tells the Southern California News Group he forgot about his affiliation until a recent data breach. He said he's not ashamed, paid membership dues in 2014, also defended the group, saying the Oath Keepers are being mislabeled by both the FBI and mainstream media. Brian Levin is director of the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino.
We cannot investigate extremists when we have chief executives being an apologist for them. And I find that to be more disturbing than the fact that he joined two fringe groups years ago.
Levin also tells KNX the other group that Sheriff Bianco joined was the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Negotiations between Hollywood Studios and the union IATSE, the union representing many behind-the-scenes workers, expected to continue today. This part of an attempt to avoid a potential strike that would shut down most Hollywood productions. The union's membership overwhelmingly voted to authorize a strike due to issues with the scheduling, wages, and benefits. One union official called the latest offer from the studios a nothing burger. But industry sources remain optimistic a deal can get done because both sides have too much to lose from a potential work stoppage.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.